It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. On this Sunday, this is March 22nd, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And this is the Lord's day. This is Sunday. I trust that you either getting ready to go to church or you've been to church. I'm so thankful that we have freedom to worship in America, and it is a freedom that we should not be taking for granted. And so good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. At this time or any time, 24 hours a day, you can pray with me as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. And we're praying today primarily for the church. We're also going to be praying for not just the church in America, but churches all around the world. So it's a time to come and worship the Lord. I have a special guest on today. I normally don't have a guest on Sundays, but it's a delight to have Dr. Ron Lester. We'll have him on the phone, a man that's legally blind, a man that is blind, and has been blind for several years, and we're going to be talking about all of the adversities that he has been able to overcome as a result of his tenacity in saying, I'm going to do the will of God. It's a great testimony. He has a new book out, so we're going to be talking to him and praying for those of you that may be going through difficult situations. Father, we pray for this broadcast today, this prayer broadcast here on BPN Radio. So thankful for our loyal listeners and thankful for those who support the broadcast and thankful for those who are praying with me today. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this Sunday. The will of God be done here in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to remind you that we have a prayer leaders gathering coming up on April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And people are coming to pray with us, those that are prayer leaders, those that are pastors, those that have a desire, passion to lead prayer, or those that just have a passion to pray. You say, I need to get away and pray. I want to come to Austin. We're going to be starting on Thursday evening. We'll go Thursday evening, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. And we will be praying. There's a company of people that's going to be helping me lead prayer. We'll be having instructions on corporate prayer, how to develop a prayer life, how to develop a praying church. And it's going to be a wonderful time, how to hear the voice of God. We'll be praying for those of you that just simply need to get away. You need a word from God. So, of course, we'll have prophetic sessions as well as prayer sessions. And you can register by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can register there. The registration is free, and there is no fee for the conference, the gathering. We will be receiving offerings each service if you'd like to make a contribution during the process. So we have all the hotel information, all the information that you need once you register to come and pray with us April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I'm so thankful to have you listening today. Thankful that you are praying with me here today on BPN Radio. I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967, a long time. Gene and I last week celebrated 48 years of full-time ministry, 54 years of marriage. And it's just been such a tremendous desire in our hearts to do the will of God. And so my dad was in ministry 50 years. Next year, Gene and I will be in ministry 50 years. So Dale and O.C. Gentry, we have almost a century, my dad and myself, almost 100 years of ministry. And so we'll be celebrating, of course, that next year. But anyhow, today we're celebrating Jesus. And we want to welcome churches all across America, around the world, that are praying with us. I tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to play some music. We're going to play some worship music, some praise and worship music. And then we're going to be back to welcome some churches across America. We have almost 1,000 churches praying with us. We'll be back to welcome those churches. We'll be talking to Dr. Ron Lester. We've got some special things to say and some special prayers to pray. So, it's going to be a wonderful time here on BPN Radio. Okay, here's my friend Noel Richards, and he'll be providing music today. My friend from England, Noel Richards. Here we go. That's my friend, Noel Richards. I said he's from England, but he's actually from Spain now. Noel lives in Spain, and his music is available on iTunes. And, of course, you can go to Noel Richards and look at his website, get some of his music. Fantastic. Fantastic singer and worship leader, my friend that I met in England in 1991. So delighted to have you on listening to BPN Radio today, praying with us here. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And Jesus himself said, if any two agree touching any one thing, shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So we just set ourselves in agreement. The will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God is going to be done on this broadcast today. Lord, we just pray that you will anoint our ears to hear your voice, anoint our eyes to see what you are doing in our lives, anoint our hearts to receive. And we pray the will of God be done in us, in our family, in our church, in our city, in our nation and nations of the world. And we're calling all nations to come and pray with us here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And many times we've said, as America goes, so goes the world. And so even if you don't live in America, you're one of the 45 or 50 nations that are joining us in prayer here on BPN Radio. Since we're on the World Wide Web, then you can pray for America. We need you, and pray that God will send missionaries from around the world to America to help us with this end time revival, with this spiritual awakening. For this revival, we believe, is going to spread across America, even into many nations of the world. So I want to welcome churches, almost 1,000 churches that are represented here on BPN Radio. I want to welcome Eastgate Church, Hiawassee, Georgia, Liberty Christian Fellowship, Guyton, Georgia, Free Chapel, Gainesville, Georgia, as well as Church of the Harvest in Fayetteville, Georgia. We want to welcome the River at Tampa Bay Church, Tampa, Florida. My good friend Rodney Howard Brown, the pastor there. Want to welcome City Church in Tallahassee, Florida, and as well as First Baptist Church in Moorhaven, Florida. We have a lot of churches praying with us in Florida. Very thankful. Want to welcome the Baptist Conference there in Evergreen, Colorado, as well as the Four Square Church in Greeley, Colorado. Glory Mountain Church, Vista, California. Want to welcome Vineyard Community Church in Laguna Niguel, California. Christ the King, Fallbrook, California. We want to welcome the Gathering Christian Fellowship in Tucson, Arizona, as well as the Well Worship Center, Tucson, Arizona, where our guest today is a part of that church. Want to welcome Journey Church of the River Region in Prattsville, Alabama, as well as Zion Ridge Church of God in Clanton, Alabama, First Assembly of God, Butler, Alabama. And so we're so thankful. We also want to welcome a new church that is praying with us today, and that's City on a Hill Church in Cumming, Georgia. So I want to welcome churches all across the land. We speak a blessing upon each local church that is worshiping today, and also for each pastor that is leading the church and ministering today. We just speak a blessing upon the man or woman of God, and we pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in their lives. We're going to pray today for pastors. I just have it in my spirit that we are to pray particularly for pastors in this nation. And I'm so thankful that, as I shared a few minutes ago, my dad was in the ministry for 50 years. He was a pastor, evangelist. He was a jail minister. He ministered in a lot of different prisons. He had a tremendous compassion and passion for prison ministry. And he got up every morning, 5 o'clock, and prayed for me. And my dad pastored several small churches. And, you know, I believe that a lot of pastors today that pastor in small churches, maybe in small areas, communities, are feeling somewhat left out, inferior. And, you know, I saw my dad pastor small churches, and I really didn't want to be in the ministry because I saw how he struggled. And but I'm thankful that he was a faithful man. He loved his sheep. He loved the congregation, and he cared for them. And so I want us to pray for pastors today before our special guest comes on the telephone. And I just sense in my spirit there are pastors today who may feel left out. They feel they cannot keep up. They seemingly are being swallowed up by mega pastors and mega churches. Their people watch major productions on Christian television. They feel inferior to those churches that are on TV. And I think we're kind of experiencing in the local church, we're experiencing kind of like it was years ago, where the days of the mom-and-pop stores are being swallowed up by mega stores and mega corporations and international restaurant chains. And so it's kind of happening like that in the church world today. I grew up where people come to the local church. There was no Christian television. There was Christian radio, which I was thankful. No Christian television, nothing to compare themselves with unless they went to another local church. But we are living in different days now, and I have a tremendous compassion to help pastors who may be struggling, going through difficult times, feeling like they are not measuring up to the expectations maybe their congregation has. Maybe many members of their church or their congregation has left their small church, maybe in the small town or community, have gone to a larger city nearby, or gone to a larger church where maybe the pastor's quite famous, quite popular, maybe is on television, or is well known. And I prophesied several years ago that the day would come when the churches would begin to be franchised, just like we have franchises of different restaurants. I'm not saying that is like a restaurant, but there, I prophesied there'd be franchising going on. There would be one church that would become quite successful, and then they would take what they're doing, duplicate that, and take it into different areas of the city, into different cities in the state, and even into different states in the nation, or even different nations of the world. And so we're finding that prophetic word that I gave years ago is now coming to pass. And so many people today are finding out that churches are being birthed or being transmitted or being transferred into their local community, into their city, into their town, that is an outgrowth of a mother church that that is now planting churches across their state, across different states in the nation. And what happens, a church becomes very, very prosperous, very successful. I'm not being negative about that, but this is what we're finding. And then they go and take members of their congregation, move them to another city, particularly leaders, maybe a leader that is coming into their city that has no call to that city, but they're coming in as a result of the outgrowth of the church in a particular major city. And I would just call it, without being negative or being appearing to be critical, I would just call it franchising the local church. And you know, it's very difficult for some pastors if people do not understand the responsibility of a shepherd. It's very difficult when a church comes in, is birthed overnight. They already have the sound system set up. They already have the music in place. They already have the programs. They have the publicity. They have the finances. And some pastors, even though the ministry should not be competitive, some pastors find it very difficult to compete with that sort of operation. And I believe that we're gonna find in days to come that that God really does call a man into a community, into a city, called there by the Holy Spirit to shepherd that congregation, not just be a manager of an enterprise, or be one that gives oversight to a church that has been franchised from another city, but they have a passion for that church. And they have a passion for that city. I'm not saying that those that go to a particular city as a result of an outgrowth of a church in a large place does not have a burden of compassion. But I just think we're having some difficulties in the body of Christ because of small churches, small town churches, and pastors that do not feel like that they can compete with the churches that may have a national influence, international influence, or churches that that may be on television, or when people look at Christian television, they look and say, you know, I wish we had that kind of worship in our church. I wish that our pastor could preach like that. And so we're going through a challenging season of the small town pastors or the small churches in different cities feeling like that they cannot keep up, feeling like they cannot compete. Many of them stepping aside. And I'm here to tell you that what the church needs, people need a shepherd. You know, there are people, I prophesied there come a day that people would watch church services on television or watch, that millions of people would watch church services on television or by internet and not attend the local church. And so we find that the local church is being challenged on every hand. And it's not necessarily coming from outside influences, but it's coming from within. And I'm saying that we are now having multitudes of people that do not have a shepherd. They do not have a pastor that knows their name. They do not have a pastor that they can call and say, would you pray for me? When they come in the church door, it's not someone that recognizes them. In fact, they may never be able to even touch their pastor. And so I know I'm treading on dangerous waters, but I've been in the ministry now for 48 years full time. What am I saying today? What are you saying, Dale? Just spit it out. I'm saying that everybody needs a shepherd. You need a pastor that will care for you, love you, that knows your name, that is willing to pray for you in difficult seasons. And we are in the days. I'm thankful for Christianity. I'm not trying to be condescending toward mega churches or large churches. All I'm saying is it's so easy these days to become complacent as a Christian, become lost in the shuffle where you come in and out of a church and nobody knows your name when you get there and nobody greets you when you go out. Or they may greet you and say, come back, but you're not really a part of a group. I believe there's a radical change taking place in the church today. And even though we have Christian television going around the clock, we have ministers that are ministering. We have a lot of mega churches. Somehow we have lost ground in America. And we need revival. We need spiritual awakening. And we need people that are accountable, people that are accountable on Sunday morning. And if they're not around, somebody gives them a call and says to them, are you okay? Is your family okay? Can I pray for you? Can I help you? And so today I believe that I want to pray for every pastor that may be pastoring a small church or in a large city, or you may be pastoring in a small community or small town, and you feel quite discouraged. You feel quite disconnected, and you feel like maybe that you are not accomplishing something as you compare yourself with someone else, which we should not do. And so I pray for you right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every pastor today that may feel quite discouraged because they have a small congregation, or they have a small, they're pastoring in a small town or community, and they do not feel that they are accomplishing much at all when they compare themselves with other ministers, other pastors, or other churches. I pray for them today, Lord, that you will encourage them and that you would minister to them and let them know that as long as they are doing your will, as long as they're being faithful to the call, then that is all that matters. And so I pray for these pastors. I pray for these shepherds today that you would bless them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I trust you enjoyed that interview with Dr. Ron Lester. You're listening to VPN Radio here and on this Sunday. And what a tremendous privilege it is to be able to be with you and broadcast here 24 hours a day. We just come to worship the Lord, featuring the music today of Noel Richards, our friend from Spain, used to be in England, and we just want to play a song by Noel Richards. We're going to worship him right now. And music and prayer go together. So here's Noel Richards.
My time wandered from ways that are best. I don't deserve from you mercy that falls anew every day. All I want is know my name, call me your friend. You draw me to your side. Though I have failed, fallen so far, still you care. Grace covers all my shame. Jesus, you took the blame. This is love. All I want is you. in your strong embrace. No one will take your place in my heart. All I want is you. 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 All I want is you.
Well, it's a delight to have here on BPN Radio today, longtime friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester, and we're going to be talking to him today about his life, about his new book entitled The Day the Lights Went Out. And Dr. Ron Lester, of course, has been my friend for a long, long time, served on my staff in Oklahoma City, Dale City, Oklahoma. And Ron was born and raised in Oklahoma, proudly served in the United States Air Force during Vietnam, and he's a disabled veteran with retinitis pigmentosa, hope I've got that right, hereditary eye disease resulting in total blindness. Despite this challenge, Ron has earned a bachelor's degree in business, a master's degree in elementary education, a doctorate in educational administration. He spent 4 years assisting other veterans with filing disability claims through the Veterans Administration prior to moving to Tucson in 2006, where he and his wife Betty live now. He was a pastor overseer of Gardena Assembly of God, now Faith Christian Center in Gardena, California, and its extended ministry, Gardena Christian Academy and Preschool. He served as a senior pastor of FCC from 1994 until 2002. As a pastor of 35 years, he's combined experience in pastoring churches, establishing bus ministry and Christian education programs, and acting as principal administrator of successful Christian schools. He's ministered in the pulpit, assisted with church buildings in Puerto Rico, Jamaica, the Philippines, Mexico, and most recently he's been serving as the coordinator for the senior adult ministry at the Well Worship Center in Tucson. And it's great to have Ron back on the broadcast talking about his new book, The Day the Lights Went Out. He's been able to do that regardless of the blindness that he's experienced. Dr. Ron Lester, it's great to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Well, we've known each other for a long, long time, and you came to serve on my ministry staff back in the 70s there in Dale City, Oklahoma, and you and your wife, Betty, were faithful servants there, and you have accomplished all of this while being legally blind, and you are a tremendous author, preacher, motivational speaker, motivating other people to get up and do something regardless of their disabilities or lack of capabilities. And tell me a little bit about your new book, The Day the Lights Went Out.
Well, I got to writing on the book, and I got to thinking about, you know, how it affected me from going from an aircraft mechanic for 11 years, working 4 years for the Air Force as a enlisted personnel, and then I went to work at Tinker Air Force Base. And in 1974, when they called me in for a flight physical, I was in total shock. They said, well, you're supposed to have been taking one of these physicals every year. I said, well, I'm here now, and well, the doctor got to look in my eyes, and he says, where do you work at? And I said, well, I work at Flight Test. He says, well, you don't anymore. And I says, excuse me? He says, you got something wrong with your eyes, and we're going to send you to a specialist. And when that specialist told me what I had, I tell you what, it threw me for a loop. He basically said, Mr. Lester, he says, most likely in 10 years you'll be totally blind. Well, I still had a tiny vision almost up until 30 years, from 1974 till 2004. And then the lights just, you know, went out. So I just, I'm thankful that I had what vision I have or did at that time. And I use a JAWS program now that speaks to me, talks to me, and it is such a great help to, you know, have something read to you. And I listen to a lot of books now, and which I never really had time to read anymore. I mean, before, I just, like, skimmed over it, you know? But I'm enjoying reading books right now.
Yeah.
And writing them.
Well, yeah, well, I know that you're writing books, and you're encouraging people to get out and do something, fulfill their dreams and visions, even though they may have lots of disabilities. And so, you know, you could have thrown in the towel a long time ago, collected some disability, and sat in a rocking chair, and probably most people would have understood. But you refused to do that, going on even to earn your doctorate degree. And you have been able to accomplish so many, many things, even though you are blind. And so I know that you have this great passion, knowing you for all of these years, and you working with me in ministry. And, of course, you used to go to the radio station with me every Sunday night when I had a radio broadcast there in Oklahoma City. I just know that you have great passion. I know that you still have passion. And I know that any pastor, any church, any group would be incredibly blessed to have you come and speak to the people in the church or whatever entity they may have or organization they may be leading. And I know that you can motivate people to get up and do something. And so the day the lights went out simply tells your story of what happened and what has taken place, how you've overcame all of these adversities and difficulties. And you are still working in the ministry and still going. And so the day the lights went out is just simply you telling your story of how you overcame adversity. And what, you know, what would you have to say to people that, you know, there's a lot of people, they want to draw disability. I'm not being judgmental about that or being critical about that, but some people just feel like they're so blessed if they can just draw some disability where they don't have to work anymore and they can, quote, take it easy, unquote. But you've never opted out for taking it easy. So what would you have to say to people that may be disabled in one area but still have some capabilities in the other area?
Well, here's what I was so privileged a couple of weeks ago to minister to several African-American pastors. They had a men's breakfast, and I was blessed. And I preached on on Luke, the 14th chapter, starting at the 16th verse through the 22nd verse, or 23rd verse, where the king was basically inviting people to come and fill his house. And one of them refused because he had bought some land. Another refused because he bought some ox. Another just got married. But when you go down the 22nd verse down there, you see something very, very important, that this man said, go get those that are lame, those that are crippled, those that are blind, and those that are poor. And I preached on that, and I've preached on it several times, just that one verse there, because God is looking for people that are willing. These people were willing to come to the banquet table. They were willing to go to work and do something for God. When he said, hey, come to my table and eat. And I just turned that around. I says, you know, you may have something wrong with you. You may have some disabilities. You know, there's one guy that I preached about. He doesn't have any arms or legs, and he's preaching. I mean, he's a man on fire for God. You know, people that's been legs shot off, they're still on fire for God, doing something. I mean, it's just you just got to step up to the plate and say, hey, you know what? I may be disabled, I may have problems, but you know, God wants to use me. I'm here and willing to do it. And you just can't sit down. God right. don't want you to sit down.
Right. Well, I agree with that. And we only have one life to live, and we've got to give it to Him. All we got to give it all we got. And so, in just a few moments, I'm going to have you to pray for people that are going through difficult times and difficult situations. And I know that you're going to be a tremendous encouragement to them. And it's Dr. Ron Lester, you have one of the greatest compassions and passions that I've ever known. I mean, even when you went out to California to pastor a church and to lead a school, and you had an Okie accent, you were willing to go to classes to learn how to speak Californian so that they wouldn't be taunting you about your Okie accent. So you know, you don't have it anymore, but what I'm saying is you've been willing to step up to the plate and meet all of the challenges of life, even though you are blind and cannot see. You have still continued to do these things. And so I believe that there are people out there that really need an encouraging word from you, and they need your prayers because, something may have happened in their life and they just feel like, well, you know, I've had this adversity, I've had this challenge, I've had these difficulties, and maybe I'll just step aside. But I know that you've not let anybody pinch hit for you. You've gone right to the plate every time and swung at the ball. And I know that you are a tremendous blessing to so many, many people. So you might want to just give a word of encouragement to those that may be listening today that are going through these challenging days of their life. Something has happened to them. And I believe if somebody like yourself that is legally blind, your lights have gone out, you can continue. I believe that there's other people that they can continue also. Some people have just stepped aside because they got discouraged, they got disenchanted, depressed. I don't know what has happened to them in life, but, you know, they have stepped aside. They need to get back on the playing field, get off the sidewalk, get in the street, because we need everybody's help. So maybe you just want to share a word of encouragement and just say a prayer for these people today that may be, like yourself, are going through some difficult days, and they can be an overcomer as well.
Well, I would be glad to. And I really want to encourage people to, if you get an opportunity to buy the book or get the book on Amazon or Apple or Barnes & Noble, The Day the Lights Went Out. In that, I tell the story of how I went through a tremendous depression on my way home from after that doctor told me I was going to be totally blind. And the 23rd Psalms came to me, and I broke that down, and I tell you what, it was such an encouragement when he talks about, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it says, I shall not be in want. No matter what comes our way, no matter what the old devil tries to throw at us, he said he would take care of us. He would go beside us. He'd walk beside us. You know, even if we had to go through the valley of the shadow of death, he said he'd go with us. And, you know, many times we go through hazards or problems and depression and things that have happened to us. We get laid off from our job, and we have depressing moments in our lives. God is able to lift us up and say, hey, you know, be encouraged. Be strengthened. It's time to step up the plate and go forward again. Get back on the fiery line. And I know there's many pastors, you know, that have given up, you know, and they just turn their back on the ministry. I want to say to them that, hey, God's not through with you yet. If he called you, he's still got a call upon your life. He wants you to get back in the saddle and say, hey, it's the hour is late. It's time that we get back and get to preaching the word and get fired up again, rekindle it. But that's my whole desire, is to see every pulpit in America get fired up, and not just you know, with the head knowledge, but get with the Holy Spirit and let the anointing of the power of God flow through them. And where that comes from is from praying. Get down on your knees and touch the throne of grace once again. You know, that's the biggest problem that most of us are having, is we are so busy with everything, and we don't find time to really pray and seek God. But if we do that, I tell you what, God will fire us up again and rekindle it. So let me pray for each one of you today, that God would encourage you and be strengthened right now. Father, yes. In the name of Jesus, I come before you, Lord, right now. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you minister to these, Lord. They may have something that there may be some problems of maybe in depression right now, Lord. I ask you, Lord, that you touch them and give them the strength to fight off. Give them that shield of protection, Lord, that we claim that blood around them, Lord Jesus, that no fiery dart that's thrown at them, no weapon that is formed against them, it shall not prosper. Hallelujah. Lord, we claim a miracle for them, Lord, right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, if there are some disabilities that has happened to them, Lord, that they think, well, I'm just going to give up. I can't do it anymore. Refire them, Lord. Touch their hearts again, Lord Jesus. Lord, we see so many people and so many pastors that are sitting in the pews and not doing anything for you, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to refire them, Lord. It's not time to retire. It's time to refire and get up and get going again. Yeah. People that, you know, I know that there's many of you that are wanting to do something. You need to look around and see what God has got for us. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, yeah. I claim their eyes be opened and that they have new revelations.
Yes.
That God, you give them wisdom and revelation knowledge and see those people right now going out into eternity, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to minister to them right now, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and stir their hearts, Lord. Give them divine appointments and divine connections, Lord. Give them ingenious ideas how to reach this lost and dying world, Lord. Yeah. I ask you, Lord, right now to minister to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ron. Dr. Ron Lester here with us, longtime friend of mine. and the author of his brand new book called The Day the Lights Went Out. And thank you for praying for everyone. And tell the people now how they can purchase your book.
Well, they go to Amazon. That's the easiest way. It's real easy to go to Amazon and put in Dr. Ron Lester, or you can put in The Day the Lights Went Out. Barnes & Noble and Apple, I think, all have it on there. And they can download it as an ebook, or they can buy it as a paperback. It's available for that. And, you know, if you can't get it, call me. And I'll be glad to, you know, get it to you some way. And best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone number. It's 520-247-8979. And I know that I'm just, you know, I wrote the books just to encourage people that no matter what's wrong with you, you still have an opportunity to step up the plate and
right.
do something.
Right, right. Well, you're certainly a tremendous example of that, Ron. And so you do have a website, drronlester.com. Is that
mm-hmm.
still your? And they can go to your website, and if they would like to contact you for a speaking engagement or a preaching engagement, then I certainly highly endorse you. I know that you would be a tremendous blessing to any church, any organization, any people group because of what you've gone through. Just sharing your testimony, sharing your stories. I've been reading. I've heard many of your stories, but, you know, you've got the Apple story. You're doing sharecropping, trying to please your dad, starting to school, getting your teeth knocked out. Just a wonderful, just wonderful story there of the journey and the tenacity and the importune spirit that you have is a tremendous blessing. So that number, again, is 520-247-8979, 520-247-8979. And your website, Dr. Ron Lester, DrRon. LESTER.com, DrRonLester.com. You can buy the book at Amazon. And thank you for being on today. I just speak a blessing upon you and all that you are doing and the encouragement that you are giving. And I just want to encourage you to keep going.
I appreciate that, Pastor.
Keep going.
And, love you, man.
I love you, too. Thank you for being on today, Ron.
God bless you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well,
thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. Been a delight to have you listening in here on this Sunday. Trust you enjoyed the ministry and the prayers of Dr. Ron Lester as he has overcome so many, many difficulties. Thank you for being a part. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and go to the prayer request, double-click that, and submit your prayer request. We have a group of intercessors praying for your needs. If you'd like to support this ministry, this broadcast is supported by the loyal listeners of BPN Radio. You can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can click on the donate button. Thank you for being a part of BPN today. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a great day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.